It might feel like a lifetime since the federal election, but it was in fact only 2.5 months ago. It was, by any measure, a convincing win for the Morrison government. But now there are claims Liberal victories in two key Victorian seats may have been unduly influenced by foreign language signs at polling booths. A High Court challenge is being lodged against the outcome in Chisholm, won by Gladys Liu, and Kooyong, held by Treasurer Josh Frydenberg. Michael Bradley is the Managing Partner at Mark Lawyers, and he joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Explain to me what these Chinese language signs were and why your clients argue they could have influenced the outcome of the vote.
Now, what was unusual about these particular signs was they had some peculiar features. They were in the purple and white colouring of the Australian Electoral Commission rather than the usual Liberal Party blue. They had no Liberal branding on them. They were placed at polling booths all over both electorates, and in many cases right next to the AEC official signage. And they looked to all the world like AEC signs. And then in translation, what they said was correct voting method on the green ballot paper, put one next to the Liberal Party candidate. So they're directive and clearly designed to confuse and to appear to Chinese language voters like they were an official piece of material.
So tell me about your clients. What prompted your clients to lodge this challenge?
Well, Ollie Yates, who's challenged in the Kooyong electorate, was an independent candidate in the election himself, and he was pretty upset about quite a lot of what went on during the election campaign, but this in particular he felt crossed over the line of illegality. And in Chisholm, the petitioner is an elector, a sort of ordinary citizen, and she, like quite a lot of people in that seat, felt that the conduct of the campaign in Chisholm was particularly unpleasant, and again, there were quite a lot of features of it that she didn't like, and this particular piece of conduct she felt was needed to be called to account.
Your firm has done work for the Greens in the past. Do you have any political affiliation?
No, we don't. We've done some legal work for the Greens, and we do a fair bit of electoral work, but we're not politically involved ourselves.
Both seats have sizable Chinese-speaking populations. Are you able to say what proportion of voters in these seats that you claim have been influenced, and how can you be sure? Because, of course, you know, many of them also speak English and may have had other issues that they were voting on.
Well, that's the point. Nobody can be sure. We don't have to prove that the outcome of the election was affected. What we have to satisfy the court of, apart from the illegality, is that the result was likely to have been affected. And there are substantial numbers of Chinese-speaking people and Chinese background people in both electorates, and the margins of victory in both electorates were relatively small, and in Chisholm, tiny. There's only 1,000-odd votes in it. It was an extremely closely run race. So on our analysis, it would not be possible for the court to be comfortable that those results are safe, and that it should find that the result, there was a likelihood that the result was affected by this conduct.
In order to be successful, do you have to prove that these signs actually did influence voters, and how can you prove that?
No, you don't. And again, that would be an impossibility. What the Act requires is that we establish that there was an illegal practice under the Act, which we say this misleading or deceptive conduct constituted a contravention of the Act, and then the court needs to be satisfied that was likely to have affected the result, and that's the wording of the Act, and that's the hurdle we have to leap over.
What happens if the challenge is successful?
If in that case, the result would be declared void by the court, and the seat or seats would have to go to a by-election.
And the Treasurer won Kooyong by a comfortable margin. Is it possible the court could find that even if voters in Kooyong were influenced, it's unlikely the final result would have changed?
Well, that's one of the one of the conclusions that's open to the court would be to find that the result wasn't likely to have been affected. It's up to the court to decide what that language means. There isn't a lot of law in relation to this, and then apply that interpretation to the facts, and it could come to that conclusion.
The Australian Electoral Commission says the signs were authorised. It doesn't own the colour purple. Given that, they've already made a determination that will be influential.
Well, the AEC is not the arbiter of the law in this case. The AEC's role is to enforce the Act, and it took the position on the day and since that these signs didn't involve contravention. Part of the reason for that was they said that yes, the AEC doesn't own the colour purple, which is true. It doesn't.
No.
But that is also irrelevant to the question of whether the conduct was misleading or deceptive.
We mentioned that the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, won Kooyong by a comfortable margin, but by comparison, the Liberals won Chisholm by just over 1,000 votes. Is it more likely the court would order a recount there? Is that what you think may develop here?
Well, it won't order a recount because that's impossible in a case of this type. But certainly, yes, the margin was extremely close in Chisholm, and so it is an easier argument in that case in relation to that seat than it is in Kooyong. So it is possible we could get two different results.
Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Michael Bradley is the managing partner at Mark Lawyers. We have contacted the Treasurer's office for a statement and are awaiting a response. Now, in addition to this challenge, Josh Frydenberg faces a separate challenge on the grounds that he may hold dual citizenship on his mother's side. And he, of course, contests that. And he actually has quite a lot of support, bipartisan support, throughout the parliament for that as well, given his family are Holocaust survivors.